Hello everyone, Marianne speaking from Let's Talk Radio Station. Well, do you remember your first day in Australia? I hope so, because I need to ask you some questions.
Let's start with
Nada. Hi Nada.
Hi.
When was your first day in Australia?
Last year, 2019.
Yes, so do you remember?
Yeah, I remember because I come pregnant.
Oh, really?
2 months. Yeah. 2 months.
And now, do you have a daughter or a son?
Yeah, I have a little girl.
How old is she?
She's 18 months.
And now she's in a childcare?
Yeah, because yeah. I come to the place.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's good. Who was waiting for you at the airport?
My husband and our family.
And did you come alone?
No, I came with my brother and no. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And what were your feelings?
I felt very sad because I was sick and alone, and I'm alone because my family all
they are in Lebanon.
Yeah.
So do you feel a bit nostalgic?
Yeah.
Homesick. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So do you miss them? And
of course.
You miss your friends, yeah.
Of course I miss them.
Okay, thank you, Nada.
You're welcome.
Oh, now we have Rajini from India.
Yes.
Were you scared about your future when you arrived in Australia?
No, but I was feeling lonely.
So you were thinking about your future or no? Like, are you going to find it difficult for you? You didn't think about that?
No, I didn't think.
Why? What were you thinking about? Did you come alone?
No, I came here with my husband and 2 children.
Mm-hmm. That's good. And do you have any relatives here?
No, but I have a house of friends.
Mm-hmm. And do you plan to come back to India? And
no, we'll stay here.
Yeah, I think it's better. Hi, Anna.
Hello.
When was your first day in Australia?
It was 7 months ago.
Yeah, and I think your husband was waiting for you at the airport.
Yes, he was, but it was funny.
Yeah, can you tell us the story?
My husband met me, but he met me in a different side of airport. Yes, and I was very angry because when I come to where people wait, I didn't see my husband. I think it was...
Were you alone?
Yes, I lived alone. It was terrible for me because... I'm first in this country and never been in this country, and my husband didn't wait for me.
So what did you do?
I bought a telephone card and went in different side of airport to call my husband, to call him, and I saw him. He was waiting for me in a different side of airport. Yes, and I was very happy when I saw him.
And were you crying?
Oh, maybe no, because I was angry, first of all. First, I said what I think about this. And after he explained me, he was on this side, and after he come to different side, and after I was happy.
And I think after that you went to a restaurant.
Not after that. First of all, I come to home, and I was sleeping for 6 hours, and after in the evening, we went to a restaurant.
Yeah, yes. Funny story. Hi, Dan. So, do you remember the first day in Australia?
Yeah, I remember. I clearly remember first day in last year, December. I arrived in Australia, Brisbane City, because my first station in Brisbane.
Mm-hmm.
I remember clearly.
And what did you think?
I think maybe my new future, my new life from that day began in Australia. I think I can change my life in Australia. But up to now, I discovered that I have little changing. Before I came to Australia, I hope that so change larger, change a lot of range, because different culture, different evaluation about if you are going to look your relative job, that's difficult.
So, do you regret it? Regret? Do you regret it?
So, half.
Why?
Because now find a job, it is difficult for me. And have a job, I still feel some high pressure for me. Yeah.
Sophie.
I'm sitting here.
Sophie.
High fever.
On the first day, she arrived in Australia. A car broken her house wall, just come into the house, a car. And
the car from the street
went into her sunroom on the first floor. Yeah, after a few minutes, she came into her home for the first time.
Yeah, and they called the police. Police come here about after 20 minutes. And they feel very surprised, and they frightened about that. And that time she couldn't speak fluently English, so they think that was a terrible day. But it's lucky that they didn't hurt
the old man.
Old man drove the car. He was around.
But not Sophie. She was very upset because she was alone at the home. Her husband went to buy something for lunch. Oh. And because it was her first day in Australia, she heard some noise in the room, and she started to check every room in the flat. And when she went to the sunroom, she realized that there was a car inside with an old man in the car. But she was very scared because she didn't speak English very fluently. Mm. And she was lucky because the owner lived on the top of the building. She came down the stairs and explained her, don't worry about this situation. And after that, everything was fixed. But she will remember her first day in Australia very good.
She won't ever forget it. She will remember it forever.
Thank you, everyone. And hope that you do another radio program. And that is, thank you.